While many activists voiced their displeasure with President Biden's Atlanta trip to address voting rights, several black Democratic leaders accompanied the president to lend their support. The Biden administration's handling of voting rights has seemingly created a wedge between the two sides, a wedge that could produce dire consequences for Democrats in the upcoming elections. In the past few days, black legislators have had to balance supporting Biden's efforts while not making disparaging remarks about activists' frustrations over the Biden administration's lack of progress on voting rights. Congressional Black Caucus Chair Representative Joyce Beatty rejected the notion that the president's trip to Atlanta was more about symbolism than substance.
What I don't agree with is that this is a photo op. This is taking some of the most powerful members who have been standing up for voting rights now. If we were only going to Atlanta and that was it, but we have a commitment from the President of the United States that he is about change. He is about voting rights.
But was Biden's delayed public endorsement of eliminating the filibuster enough to chill the frustrations of voting rights advocates and justify the unrelenting support Biden has received from black lawmakers?